We celebrated the life of our colleague and friend Jeff Duperron on Monday, July 1st. WRTI's Susan Lewis reports.
Sun shone through the tall, arched, stained glass windows of Pinn Memorial Baptist Church as friends and family of Jeff Duperron gathered in the large, light-filled sanctuary on the morning of July 1st. It was a time for quiet reunions and reminiscing, memories, and of course, music. His life began in New Orleans, surrounded by the music, the life, and the culture. Jeff would grow up to be known to many as Mr. Jazz Jr. His mentor, Michael Gurrier, Mr. Jazz Sr., emceed the service. Jeff's life had many chapters. He went to Tulane University and joined Kappa Alpha Psi fraternity, whose members came to conduct a ceremony to honor him with prayer and song. He fell in love and married his wife, Yvette, worked in the pharmaceutical industry for 30 years. He moved to Philadelphia in 1996, where he worked for Johnson & Johnson and got involved in the music of his new city. J. Michael Harrison, representing his colleagues at WRTI, told how Jeff was always all in. Philadelphia City Councilman Curtis Jones Jr., Jeff's brother-in-law, talked about Jeff's passion for Jazz in the Park, a series that brought jazz to people all over Philadelphia. Others talked of laudatory citations, awards, and recognition he'd won by sharing his passion for jazz. We also glimpsed his private side as his grandchildren took the mic. And in final thoughts, his sons and daughters shared memories of their dad, of the lessons he passed on to them, the importance of, quote, getting a ticket to the game, and how that was just the start of a life well lived. There was loving music throughout the service as jazz soloists and the band expressed what words could not. The service ended with a second line, a New Orleans-style recessional, with music and dancing in the street.